Yeah, they have. I caught one like that one day. He come up to our house. We had a sours and heat, I think. And he was trailing her. He could smell her. But he come right up to our place. And I opened that door on that hog pen. And he come on in there because she'd been in there. He was looking for her.
Yeah.
And then I dropped the door. And he couldn't get out. And it was covered. He couldn't jump out. He tried. But I got up on top, moved enough that covering. I let it down and then got a rope on him. And then I got another rope. I was afraid to let that hog come out of that pen with one rope on it. I put two ropes on it. And an old nigger come by. Lived down not too far from my daddy's house. And he I said, come here, Uncle Bill, help me with this old hog. He come on in there and helped me get him down, tied him. I took a file and filed them tushes, took a hammer and tapped them, knocked them off. Don't you know that's painful? I had to get them tushes out of his mouth. And then I castrated him. And he had a big old boar pen built out of logs down in the back of the lot. I carried him down there and got him in there. Dropped that door behind him. And then I got up on the side of the pen and took the ropes off of him. But he you know that hog wouldn't make a sound? He just lay down back there and lay there. He wouldn't come and eat when you feed him. He'd wait till night to do his eating. He'd eat. He got fat. Made us a good feast of meat. But if I'd left him nuts on him, he wouldn't have been fit to eat.
Well, I'll be.
I was just a young fellow when I did that. One day, a brother younger than myself and I were out in the lot playing. I reckon we were playing, I don't know what we were doing, but we was out there and we looked out across the road there, come a big old buck loping up right slow. I said, that comes a deer. I said, now, you just stay still and watch him. I'll go get the gun, maybe I can get a shot at him. I run in the house and got the gun. And he crawled up on top of the gate, big black gate. And that deer hopped over in the turnip patch, went on down across there and hopped over the fence and went on about his business. We never did see him anymore. I said, which way did he go? He said, he jumped over that fence right down there and went on down there and jumped over and went in the woods. I said, well, what was he doing up on the gate? He said, I got up there so I could see him. He was having a time. You sleepy?
No, I'm okay.
Huh?
I'm okay. My eyes just hurt a little. These lights.
Oh.
Would do it. What'd y'all have to read by when you were a young man?
Coal lamp. That's what I did my studying by.
And when you had to go out in the yard sometimes?
Had a lantern, old coal lantern.
Would folks ever make anything, maybe kind of something they could hold in their hand or maybe a thing that had coal down in it and a rag? What'd you call that?